It took a few more months before I could allow the floodgates to open once again, but open they did. Not all at once, to be sure, but gradually. One want after the other was finding its way to my door, some big ones and lots of fun little ones. And without any help from me, except deep appreciation for that terrific product I had somehow produced, Life Course 101, the audiovisual program I had created in accidental joy before ever knowing about the law of attraction, that began to take off like gangbusters in different parts of the world. I'd love to tell you that all of my own habits were gone in 30 days, but of course that is not the case. Even today, with the money flowing in great abundance, it takes all my concentration to remember that what I accomplish is not about how hard I work or how smart I am, but how I am flowing my energy. So I keep writing new scripts, talking to myself constantly, and flip-switching. Does it get easier? Oh, good grief, yes. But if you're going to make a decision to take control of your life, have the things you want, do the things you want, be the person you want to be, and live the way you want with the people you want, there's something that you might as well accept. You are in training for good. You'll have up days, down days, fantastic days, cruddy days, deeply emotional days, and days when you're going to be ready to throw in the towel. So yes, this is a lifelong endeavor. And you're not going to learn it all in those first 30 days. Oh, sure, you can break out of fear and worry in that first month. Absolutely. But then it's roll up your sleeves and plunge wholeheartedly into the nuances of the four steps to deliberate creating. That is, if you want it all. Prosperity, security, health, freedom, joy, aliveness, fulfillment, your natural states of being, the way you were meant to be, the way you can be from here on in, if you're willing to give this the effort it takes. This is nobody's show but yours. Always has been, always will be. Nobody has ever held you by the earlobes. Nobody has ever caused your life to be one way or the other. Now it boils down, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? And how willing are you to put forth the feeling effort to get it? So here are some quickies. A fast rehash of the most salient points to bear in mind as you move into this exhilarating new world of deliberate creation. First of all, here are the main steps. Step one, identify what you don't want. Step two, identify what you do want. Step three, find the feeling place of your want. Step four, expect, listen, and allow the universe to deliver. And step 4A, keep your bloomin' focus off those blankety-blank conditions. So here's a fairly hefty checklist of major don'ts and then major do's, okay? So first of all, the major don'ts. Don't take score too soon. If your wants haven't started to appear yet, relax. Just keep your valve open. Stop trying to fix anybody else. That's valve closing stuff. You don't have to fix anything. You just have to stop thinking about it. And then stop thinking the world has to change before you can be safe and happy. You create your own safety through your energy flow. Don't take anything that happens in your life for granted, good or bad, large or small. It came into your life because you magnetized it there, so pay attention to what you're creating. And then stop focusing on, or responding to, or worrying about how to control conditions that haven't changed yet. That's only getting more of the same. Then don't try to label how you feel when you're down. Just stop calling it guilt or frustration or whatever. Just know that you're out of sync and find a way to get back in. And then stop being a wimpy wanter. Want big in quality as well as quantity. Don't ever stop creating new wants. The ultra high energy you are needs outlets to flow to. So create them. Next, stop thinking it can't happen. That vibration is just going to guarantee that it won't. Don't wait to feel good before you turn it on. Turn on all day long. Make it a habit. Buzz for no other reason than to keep your frequencies up, your valve open, and your resistance down to high frequency energy. And then don't take this all so seriously. That just makes for closed valves. Lighten up. Have fun with this. And then it will happen faster. And don't ever, ever take uninspired action while your valve is closed or while you're in the middle of a problem. Get your valve open first, then listen for your guidance before acting. And don't try to find the ugly, dark, nasty causes of whatever it is you think is wrong with you. Stop it. All you're doing is giving more attention to what you don't want. And don't live for the end result, saying, I can't feel better until it happens. And don't beat up on yourself when you feel bad or close your valve. You only feel bad in a don't want, so congratulate yourself that you've recognized a don't want. Until you know what you don't want, how else will you know what you do want? And stop thinking about anything that closes your valve. Anything, anybody, any situation, any event, any circumstance, any place, any movie, any food, any driver, any boss, any scene, no matter what, no matter what, stop thinking about anything that closes your valve.